Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we are studying 1 Samuel chapter 16. And the question we need to be asking is, what would the first readers, those first Israelites, have done in response to the passage of Samuel anointing David? Well, they would naturally know the whole story of David, his reign as king, but they wouldn't have necessarily known about the conversation between God and Samuel at this juncture. So now they are reading and hearing about the providence of God and God's will. Now they are rejoicing at the incredible provision and goodness of God in giving to them someone like a King David, who was the greatest king Israel had ever known. His wisdom, his devotion, his musicianship, his praise, his courage, all of these would have been lauded in the mind of the Israelite. As they read this, they would have had hearts swelling with pride and joy in their patriarchal king. They would have been encouraged as children of God to trust God and God's word. But here is what we must see. The bigger story is that for all of the potential and all of the great characteristic qualities that David had and love for the Lord that we find in David, we are still going to discover that he is just a man, a sinful man who was also in need of another king. David is the great foreshadowing character. He cast a long shadow, but he is not the fulfillment of the promise of the seed of woman who would crush Satan's head. David couldn't do it, but Jesus would. And Jesus would also have an anointing ceremony when the Holy Spirit came down in the form of a dove, symbolically showing that the Spirit had now rushed upon Jesus and he would be the greater David, the greater king. Jesus is the one whom God the Father provided for us before the foundations of the world were set. It would be his heart, his devotion, his courageous resolve, his unbending will to do all the Father told him to do that would produce a perfect life, a life worthy to become the atonement or the sacrifice that all men need and that all men can have by faith in Jesus. As you pray today, please remember Doug Lee, our missionary in the Philippines, and also remember the Chimatango Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.